Welcome to Thought Hustle, the show that will teach you how to excel in your financial, physical, and emotional health, seeking to expand all areas of your life so that you can live a life of freedom, joy, and significance. Today, we're going to be talking about how you need to step up and you need to be the bigger man in whatever it is in your life that is challenging you. So without any further ado, this is episode 77 of Thought Hustle. Being the bigger man, swallowing your pride and resentment and doing the hard thing. This is something that is incredibly difficult, especially for men. Oftentimes you'll see that people that get so stuck in their ways that they don't see another way out of it. They get this narrow focus and they get stubborn and they get stuck in their ways. It's incredibly immature. And if you want to be successful, you need to learn to be the guy, the man who steps up and who does the hard things. Be the man who does the hard things first. That's what you need to do if you want to be successful. Whether you want to be wealthy or healthy, whatever it is, you need to be the bigger man. You need to overcome your resentment and your pride if you want to achieve anything. The people who are prideful, this is the life that they see. They see themselves as able and capable of doing anything on their own. They're so prideful, they're so arrogant, and they're not able to swallow their pride, and this leaves them stuck in the dust. Because when you're able to recognize the fact that you're not perfect, you need help, others have different skills, different abilities, and are better at you than in some areas, that's how you're able to build an incredible team. Every single business that has been built up over the ages was built up because there was a man who recognized that there were things that he could not do, and he needed to hire other people to do. Now, why am I talking about being a bigger man and swallowing your pride? It's because for years, that's the exact thing that held me back. I read all the books, I listened to podcasts, I did everything right. Well, you see, I didn't. Now, I was educating myself and I was learning, but I refused to take the advice of others. I often thought that I knew better, even in areas where there was no reason why I should have thought that I knew better than anyone else. This was prideful of me. I wasn't able to step up and do the hard thing, and in this instance, it was to admit that I don't know anything. I don't know everything. There are things that I need to learn. When I first started a business, I refused to learn from others because I thought, hey, oh, I can do this. I understand business. I have a good head on my shoulders. And I do. But there are people who undoubtedly have a better view, a better mindset, and a better idea of how to build a podcast audience, a better idea of how to build a blog. And it wasn't until I could humble myself and recognize this fact that I could start to grow. Because when I humbled myself, when I was a big enough man to admit I didn't know everything, that's when I started to learn more. Because I was able to take the input and advice that I learned, read, and heard from others who were experienced in the field, I was able to take that advice and apply it. Advice that was good. And the things that I learned, they were good. They benefited me. And they helped me. And I share this example with you today because oftentimes you're going to be faced in a situation with a choice, an option. Now, the choice, it's going to be whether or not you want to do something on your own or with and through the help of others. At my job, I often see people. They get a lot of work. Something comes up that needs to be done last minute and they say, fine, I'll just do it on my own. I'll figure it out. I've seen this time and time again. Now, these jobs, for one person, it would take days and days and days. They would have to work overtime. They'd have to work late hours in order to get it done quickly. Or what they could do is admit, hey, I can't do this as one person, and they could ask for help. And that's what being the bigger man is. That's what it means to swallow your pride. It means that you admit, I don't know everything. I don't know much of anything in some areas, and I need the help of others. If you find yourself overwhelmed at work, you can ask others for help. It's okay. If you find yourself overwhelmed in your business that you love, you can hire someone to help you out. Don't be so stubborn that you don't allow yourself to grow because you keep insisting to yourself that you don't need the help of others. You do. Everyone needs help. In order to get anywhere, you need the help of others. Don't cower or hide behind yourself, your arrogance, and your pride your entire life. Have the humility and the wisdom to admit that you do not know everything. You need advice from others. You need to learn and grow from others who know more and who are more experienced in your life. If you're listening to this show today and you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I'm really, really bad at asking for help. I am really, really bad at being humble enough to admit I don't know everything and to ask for help. Then I would ask you this. In the situations where you were unable to ask for help, do you think if you were to ask for help from others that they would look down on you for it? Do you think that their opinion of you would be any less? The short answer is, in most situations, no. Maybe, sure, maybe if it's something like you can't mow the lawn on your own, that's kind of ridiculous. You can mow the lawn on your own, but if you're given a project or something that you can't feasibly finish in a day, maybe you have to mow 10 lawns and you ask for help, no one's going to think any less of you. It all depends on the situation. And so, Thought Hustle, I'm going to leave you with a challenge today. And I think this challenge, it will completely transform your life. If you let it, I'm going to challenge you to ask for help. I am going to challenge you to ask for help for the little things in your life. Just to start out. Maybe you have to wash the dishes. Ask for help drying them. Or if you have a dishwasher, I suppose you wouldn't need to dry them. But maybe you have to clean the house. Ask for help cleaning the home. Maybe you have yard work to do. Ask someone to help you pick up sticks out of the yard. Ask for help for the little things. Maybe you have kids and you need a babysitter. Ask someone that you know to watch your kids for an hour or two. Ask for help in the little things. And you will see that people, they don't look down on you, they don't resent you for it, they're happy to help you. And if you are able to enter into life with the mindset that I am not alone, there are people around me who are able and willing and happy to help me with whatever it is that comes up for me. If you can enter life into that, you'll realize you're not facing any challenges alone. You have people with you, people to take care of you, people to help to push you to be better, to get further, and to do more in your life. And that's my challenge for you, Thought Hustle. Ask for help. Ask for help in one small area every day this week. And just notice how it transforms your life. And notice how easy it is and how willing others are to give to you. If you can learn to ask for help, you will get far further ahead than the people who work on their own. Two people working side by side can get twice as much done. Just wait until you have three or four. The person who works alone his entire life is stunted by how quickly he can work. The person who is not afraid to bring on help, he is stunted by how many people he can find. And there are a lot of people out there. So don't stunt yourself. Ask for help. And that is what I have for you today, Thought Hustle. If you guys enjoy the show, please be sure to leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. 5-star review is the best, but maybe you want to give it a 4 or 3. That's fine as well. Whatever you think. Either way, thank you for listening to Thought Hustle. This is Daniel Gerner signing off.